Your Mishnayos, Masechta Yevamos, we're at the end of Perek Yud Beis, the end of the last Mishnah. Again, when they're doing exactly what is the mitzvah chalitza, that Peshasta Kriya, that they used to read these psukim to them, both the Yovim and the Yevamah had to say psukim. We ended up saying that Ad Kan Hoyimakman, up until these were the psukim that the Beis Din used to make them read. Now the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah was, Ukeshekri Rabbi Hurkin is Tacha Salem, this place, Bekvar Etum. What he did was, Vagomez Kola Parsha, he read and finished off reading the whole rest of the Parsha, was says there in the Psukim. He even posted, Vanikrish might be Yisrael. And therefore, after that, Huchsukulias Gurm Kola Parsha, the minig used to be the Makabu this minig, that all the times afterwards, every Chalitza, they would finish off saying, reading the whole Psukim. And the Psukim was, Vanikrish might be Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanoel. Now they end up and say this also, that now his name is called Beis Chalutz Hanoel. So the Mishnah says, Mitzvah b'dayonim v'lo mitzvah b'tamidim. It's only the dayonim used to say these psukim be makrit, and not tamidim, not the people sitting around, that they did not have to say this pasuk of Nikrish Shema Bisuah Beis Chalutz Hanoel. Reb Yudam Yudi says, no, this last pasuk is Mitzvah kol loimdim shom loima. Anybody that was standing there watching the Chalitza, there's a mitzvah for them to say, Chalutz Hanoel, Chalutz Hanoel, Chalutz Hanoel. They have to say it three times. And the law attack is like Rabbi Yehuda, anybody there should say Chalutz Hanoel, Chalutz Hanoel three times. Now we're up to Perek Yud Gimel. This talks about this Perek about mitzvah, the Indian of Miyun, that's a Ketano, a girl under 12 years old without two sires. Midiraisa, her father's allowed to marry her off. But if her father was Mace, then Midiraisa, she can't get married, it's only Midirabonin. So talking about Kedusha Ketano, let's say her brother or mother married her off. There's another case also, Kedusha Ketana Midirabonin. Let's say the father married her off and she had Nisuyin. And then she got a get, or else the first husband died. So it's also, since she had Nisuyin, she's Yotza, she went out of the father's Rishus. And now the father can't marry her anymore, Midiraisa. Father marries her off, now it's only Midirabonin. So in the case where the Ketana is married Midirabonin, there's a loch of Miyin. When she wants absolve the Kedushin, she doesn't have to receive a get, but she can just make me and say she doesn't want him anymore, and that alone is both to the Kedushin. So Beishami says, Ein memoinin el arusas. That is the parsha of me, and if she just says she doesn't want him anymore, it's both to the Kedushin, the Rabbanim, that's only the Kedushin was only in Arusa, only Erison. If they made Nisuyin already, then Beishami says there's no parsha of me, and then she has to receive a get. Or Beisilla says, no, Arusas and Nisuyas. Even though they made Nisuyim with the Rabbanim, still the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanim. She's a Ketana, she doesn't have a father to marry her off. Therefore, the Rabbanim will make all with the Miyan. She just has to say she doesn't want him anymore, and Mel is bought to the Kedushin. Now, another machlokes between Beisham and Beisil is that Beisham says, the Baal, the Din Mi is only in a husband, Veloy B'Yovim, not in the Parsha of Yovim. Let's say a brother was Mace, and they had no children, and they left over other brothers, so the other brothers have a mitzvah yibum now. And let's say the wife is a ketana. So now that the yovda now of yibum, she wants to just make mean, so she doesn't want them anymore. Could she make mean or not? In other words, the brother that was Mace, he was only married with the rabbanim. They could have made mean there, but she didn't make mean. Instead, her husband died, and now that she falls the yibum with the rabbanim. So can she make yibum now? Beishami says, no. Beishami says, only in front of a husband, not in front of the yovim. Beisilla says, no. Beisillaimrim, babalu v'yovim. Even though her husband died, and now there's a mitzvah yibim with the rabbanim, she give him a mayan, just says she doesn't want him, and has bottled the whole mian, the yibim, because kipshutim mian works the mafrei as if they were never married. Now another machlokes says, that Beishami says the fun of, she can only be mayat in front of her husband. Like maybe she'll be embarrassed to do it, she won't do it. So Rabbanim Roni Misakin, she has to say Mian in front of the husband. Well, Beisil says no, the fun of Shlei b'fun of, even Shlei b'fun of also, she can make Mian. As long as we know that she made Mian. Now, another Matlaika says Beishami Oymer Bebezdin, that the Mian has to be done in front of Bezdin, she has to come to Bezdin and say that she doesn't want the husband anymore. According to Beisham, it has to be in front of the husband also. Oh, Beisil says, though, Bebezdin, Vishle Bebezdin. No, it doesn't have to be in Bezdin. Even outside Bezdin also, she can make Yibum. And the Gemara's Mashal Machloki says neither Bezdin Mumche or not. That Beis Shammai says neither Bezdin Mumche for this. And according to Basil Shlomo from Bezdin means you do not need a Bezdin Mumche. But the Maisi, you do need a Bezdin, has to be in front of three. But the Gemara comes out that the Lalocha is that she can make mean even in front of two Edim. She doesn't need a Bezdin at all. As long as it's been done in front of two Edim, she can make mean. Now, Omru Lohen Beisil Beis Shammai. Beisil said to Beis Shammai that the locher is Mame'enes, this katana can make mean, can say she doesn't want a husband. Mame'enes vi katana. As long as she's a katana, she can be Mamayin. Afilo abo v'chemisha pom, even though she was married 4 or 5 times, even though she had Nisuyin 4 or 5 times, to each one of the husbands, as long as she's a katana, she could say mean. Omru Lohen Beis Shammai. Shammai said back, Ain Benois Yisrael Hefka, no, Benois Yisrael is not Hefka to make Mian so many times. That they should be able to just get married to different men and go out without a get so many times. Ella, rather, Beis Shammai, she there is Mima Enes. True, the first time she gets married, and according to Beis Shammai, it's only after Erisin that she give him a mind. She can say she doesn't want him anymore. But after that, if she remarries a second time, then Mamam Tenes is going to have to wait till she gets a get. She becomes a gedolah, and then, meaning she's not going to be able to make mean anymore. This is Beis Shammai Shita. That once she used up the koyach of mean once, she can't do it a second time. When she gets married a second time, she's going to have to wait if she wants a get until she becomes a gedolah. Or else, v'timoyim v'tinosei. Or else, it's going to be the first case. At the first time, she could give mean, she say goodbye, and then if she wants it, she can remarry a second time. But that's it. Once she married a second time, according to Beis Shammai, there's no din miyun anymore. The Mishnah Beis, Eizel hi ketana shetzvich lemoyin, what's considered the girl's a ketana, that she can make miyun, that, or notice the dush, that the kedushin is chal midirabonin, that she has to make a miyun to say goodbye to the husband, is called shesayu imo v'acheho ledaito. In the case again where the father was mace, so then the mother or the brother married her off when she's a ketana, but it has to be ledaito, she has to know about it. They don't tell her that the kedusha is not chal at all. She doesn't even need mian then. What's going to be a siyur shloile dait? Let's say they married her off without asking her, without even telling her. Then a locher is ain't tzrich lemoyin, and there's no kedusha, not even the rabban, and she doesn't have to make a mian. And when the father's alive, he can marry off his ketan, even shloime daito. He's like the bailam over. But without the father, they could only do it midaito. They're not really the bailam; it's only kedusha the rabbanin, but it has to be done with her consent. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, he says that kol tinoikis, any young girl, shein yichol lishmer kedusha, that's her husband wants to marry with kesef with a shtar, she doesn't know what it means to hold on, to watch the money hold on to the shtar, she's so young, is ein tzrich lemoin, that kedusha not even chal midirabonan, she does not need mean. The girl has to be at least old enough to know what it means to watch the kedusha, to watch the kesef, to watch the shtar. Now, if she's younger than that, then the Kedusha is not even the Chal Midirabonin. Rabbi Lezer says, Ein Maisa Katana Klum Elaka Mefuta. Now, Rabbi Lezer agrees to Tanakama to those Shurim, Tomar Katana, that she's old enough to know what it means to watch a Kedusha, and therefore, and their mother or brother married her off with a Das. He just says, though, that even though they made a Kedusha Midirabonin, it's not a complete Kedusha Midirabonin that she's really like in the Suya. Oh, it's only the gate to me, and that's all. At the Maisa, she has to make me to say goodbye. But for other halachas, they're not really considered married. And therefore, Bas Yisrael, the Kayin, if she's the Bas Yisrael, got married to a Kayin, is La Teicha B'Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma, because she's not married to him. And Bas Kayin, Li Yisrael, she's the Bas Kayin, she got married to Yisrael, this the Chiddush, Teicha B'Truma, she's still allowed to eat Truma. But this Kedushin is not really Kedushin. It's only a din, it's like a Kamafuta, that's all, like the Rabban Wamata the Bia. And therefore, she has to have mian, but there's no real dini kedushin, and therefore she's not called an Eishes Kohen or Eishes Yisrael. She retains the dinim she had before. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Kol akovo shimenish. Like if the reason why she's leaving now is because of the husband, so one pshat in the Gemara is that the husband gives her a get. If so, kilu hishtoi. Again, she was a ketana. And she could have made mian, but instead of making mian, she wanted to stay with the husband. Just the husband is the one that gave her a get. Send the locker is kilu ishto. When he gives her a get, it's mikana labo now, but it's considered like they were married, and therefore they're also but to crave him. V'chol akol b'shein minish. but it's not the man that's causing the divorce. Meaning to say, the Isha herself, the Ketana, does not want him. It's like she made Mian. Then, when you make Mian, the Chiddush is, Kidu Einu Ishtoi. It's considered like you were never married. Mian is like, Eikad Kedushin Amafrayam, as if they were never married, and they're not also with the Kraven. Another man Yama says, the Shaila is, let's say they're married, and another man comes and wants to marry her. So now, why does she say no to the second man? If the pshat is because she likes the first husband, so then she didn't make Mian, and her mother is still married. But if the pshat is really, she would have taken a second husband. So she doesn't like the second husband, so then the pshat is she doesn't like her husband either. And that's considered like she's Mian, so that's the first pshat. So this is pshat in the Mishnah, that kol hakofa shimenish, like if she doesn't want to marry the second guy because she still likes the first husband, then kilu ishta means that's not called the maisa Mian, they're still married. The kol hakofa shenemenish means really she would want to marry another husband, she doesn't like her first husband. Just she doesn't like the second guy right now, so that's considered as if she's saying she doesn't like her husband, so that's called kilu enu ishta, as if they're not married, as if they have a Mian. Mishnah Dalit, hamema enes bo'ish, is who muta dekroi basel? He, the man, is allowed to marry her sister, her kravim. V'imuteres bekravim, she's allowed to marry his father. In other words, it's considered as if they were never married. Mian, by ketanam, kedushim was only with Rabbonin, so Rabbonin masakin mean, if she says no, it's like they were never married, and therefore they're not also on the kravim. And uadin v'loip solim in akuna. She doesn't become also to marry a kain. She's not called a grusha now. She's allowed to marry a kain. Nosan la get, let's say the husband gave her a get, even though it's only kedushim with Rabbonin. And she could have given Mian, but instead he gave her a get. Then the locher is, who also the craver says, consider that like they were married with the Rabbonin, and with the Rabbonin he's also to marry her craver. And the Asur the craver, she's also to marry his craver. Uf Solomon Akuna, she has a shame grusha now, she can't remarry to a Kain. What's going to be Nosan lo get the achzira? He gave her a get, the husband, but then he remarried her again with the Rabbonin. And now Mian aboy, and now she made Mian. And now she says goodbye to her husband, she's still a ketana. She got married to another man. And her second husband died, she became an amono. The second husband gave her a get. She's allowed to now remarry to the first husband. Even though usually when you're married to your wife, you give her a get and she remarries to somebody else, you're not allowed to take it back. But over here, since he married her back a second time, the first husband, and then his wife made Mian, Mean is the pshat is the zayikah kedushin amafreya, so it's as if they were never married, and therefore the first husband like was never married to her. So now this lady got married to a second husband, and when he dies, he gives her a get. He's mutter to go back to the first one. There's a chiddush that this mean is even b'mavatul the first get that he gave also. It's like he's never married, and therefore he's allowed to take her back. But what's going to be the opposite way? Let's say again, this first husband was married to her, this ketana. And first, Mian Abba. First, she gave him Mian. She said goodbye to him. And then the Chziri married her a second time. And then the second time, Nosan La Get, he gave her a Get. So now the Get is Chal. It's called like they were married. And Venissus Liach, she goes and gets married to somebody else. Venis Armlin, the second husband dies. She becomes an Amona and his garage. The second husband gives her a Get. So now Avada, Asur Alach Soloi. She is not allowed to go back to the first husband. Since the first husband ended up with a Get, it was like they were married. And that's Alachim. Once you marry your wife, even though you give her a get, and she marries the second husband, you can't remarry her. This is the klal. Get acha mian, if he gave her a get after he received mian first, so asur alachsala, then he's not allowed to remarry to her. Because the get is less, and that's called they were married, and therefore he's also to be machzer, his grushosin. But mian acha get, if first husband gave her a get, and then when he remarried her again, she gave mian, if the last thing was mian, so that's mevatl as if they were never married at all. And then Moteras Lachsli, even though she remarried to another man, then when he gives her a get or he dies, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Now Mishnah Hey, what's going to be Hamamo Ones Bish? Again, this Ketana was married with Rabbonin, and then she gave Mian to a husband. And then what happened was, when Nissa Stecha, she got married to a second husband, and Vigersha, the second one, gave a get. Liyacha, then she got married to a third husband, Umianabo. She said goodbye to him. She made Mian in the third husband. Liyacha, then she got married to a fourth husband, Vigersha. And the fourth one also gave her a get. Liyacha, she got married to a fifth husband, Uminyabo. She made Mian to the fifth one. So to the first, to the third, and to the fifth one, she gave Mian. But to the second and to the fourth, they gave her a get. So Locharish Kol Sheyotas Emenu Beget, the second and fourth husband that gave her a get, Asur Alatsaloi, they are also to remarry her. Because they're called his wife, and therefore she remarried to a second man, they can't remarry her. But the Nayan, the ones that went out with Mian, the first, third, and fifth, Materas Lachzalai, they're allowed to remarry him, because again, Mian is like Eichel Lushan Mafreya, as if they were never married. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Hamagorash Es Isha. The Baal gives his wife a get, and then Vachzira, he remarries her. And now, the husband dies without children. So Lachzira is Maturim Liovim. The brothers are allowed to be Abim his wife. And we don't say that there was a Grushin between, and at that time she was Grushas Achav, she should be Yasa to them. But we say no, since the first brother married her back again, now she's Nofel Yibum, Machmas Tesleas Nisuin, and therefore it's called their brother's wife is the Mokim Yibum now, and therefore there's a Mitzvah Yibum. However, Rebbe Lezer says no, the brothers cannot make Yibum, we'll soon see it's Gzera, Otto, the last case of the Mishnah, Yisema V'chayav. V'chein, the same thing applies, Hamagarash Esi Yisema. There's a girl that's Yisema, doesn't have a father. Let's say her mother married her off, so the Gedushim was only Chal with the Rabbanin. The same thing, and then the husband gave her a get. And then Vechziri, he remarried her again with the Rabbanin. So Lachra is Muteros Liyavim. There's a Mitzvah Yibim now for the same Svara. That the Maisa, she only fell because of his less Nisuyim, and therefore she's the brother's wife, and there's a Mitzvah Yibim. Again, Rebbe Lezer, Issa, he makes it Issa, so Gzera to the last case. Now, what's this last case? Kitana Shesi Oviyah. Let's take Tana that had a father, and the father married her off, so Gdushim was Chal Midiraisa. And now, when his Garsha, she receives a get. So, Lachar is, when she receives the get now, she's out of the father's Rishus. She's like Yisayim of Bechayash, like Yisayim, even though the father's alive. I mean, since she had Nisuyin, so now she went out completely from the father's Rishus. And now, let's say Hechzir, now say the first husband now remarries her again. But since she's only a Ketana now, the Gedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. So in this case, now Divri Hakel, everybody agrees that if the husband dies now after the second marriage, and they have no children, everybody holds Asur Liyavim, that the brothers cannot be Miyabimha. Why? Because Midiraisa, he was married to her first, and then he gave her a get, and the get was Chal Midiraisa. So the Maisa, now the wife is called Grushas Achiv, and that's an Issa Erva, that's also to the brothers. So even though the first brother married Rebecca again, that's only Midirabbanan. And now when he dies, it's only the Rabbanan Dika Yibam. But the Rabbanan Dika Yibam can't be Mata the Ervam of Gerusha Sochif. And therefore everybody agrees that she's also to the brothers, there's no Mrs. Yibam. And the Beleza makes the Gzer in the first two cases, onto a case like this. The Otto Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis. They got married to two sisters. And they were Yisoymus Kitanis. So Yisoymus means they had no father. And also they were Kitanis. So the Kedushin was not the Yeraisa. The Kedushin was only with Rabbanin. Their mother or their brother married them off. It's only Kedushin with Rabbanin. And now Umeiz Baila Shalachas Mehen. One of the two brothers dies. So Lachar is Teitzim Mishum Machos Isha. There's no Mitzvah Yibim here. Even though there's only an Erva, the Rabbanin of Achos Isha. But the whole Kedushin was only with Rabbanin. And therefore, as much as the Kedushin is here, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, because she's your brother's, because she's your wife's sister. Therefore, she's an Erva, you put them in a Yibum. V'chein, the same thing, Shtei Chershois. Could be two older ladies, but they both don't hear and can't talk, so they have a lock like a Ketana. And therefore, their Kedushin is not Midiraisa either. And they get married to two brothers, so it'll be the same halacha. If one of the brothers dies, they have no children, so there'll be no Mitzvah Yibum. Because there's only Kedushin the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim, it's an Erva of Achos Isha. What's going to be now G'day Lo Ketana? Let's say two brothers marry two sisters. One sister is G'day Lo, that Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa. And one sister was a Ketana, that's only Kedushin Midir Rabbanim. Because so much the Ketana doesn't have a father. So the Kedushin was only Midir Rabbanim. Now what happened was, let's say, Meis Abaylish a Ketana. Let's say the one that's married to the Ketana, the one that's married to Midir Rabbanim, he dies. So Lachar is now Teitzei Aketana Mishum Machos Isha. There's no Mitzvah Yibum to the other brother. Since the other brother is married to a sister Midiraisa, and therefore this Ketana now is his wife's sister, Nerva Diraisa, and therefore she's Potem in a Yibum. What's going to be though, Meiz Baila Shagdeila? Let's say the one that married the older one, that's the husband that dies. And now this wife falls Kenega, the other brother, and that brother is married to her sister, but that Kedushin is only Midir Rabbanin. And the Yibum now is a Mitzvah Yibum, the Yeraisa. So what should we do now? So Reb Lezer says that Malam de Nesekatana, we try and teach this wife that the brother that's alive has now the Katana, we try and teach her Shetimoyin boy. She should make Mian in a husband. And therefore Mian, she refuses, says she doesn't want him, it's both the Gedusha and the Mafraya, and therefore the brother now will be Mekayim the Mitzvah Midirais of Yibum. Rabbi Gamliel says, Imeyano, Enechnami. If she'll be masking to give me, and that's the best thing, and therefore the Gedushim Rebotla Mafraya, and then the brother now should be Miyabim, this brother's wife, the Gedoyla. But let's say she doesn't want to make Yibum, she doesn't want to make Yi and the Katana right now. So then the answer is, Tam Timacha Tagdul. You have to wait until this Katana now becomes a Gedoyla. And then Lachura, the husband has to live with her to make a Gedushim Midiraisa. And now that he's married to Midiraisa, the other brother, the brother's wife that felt him before, becomes an erva. And therefore, v'taytze halizu mishum achos isha. There'll be no mitzvah yibum on his brother's wife, because now the brother's wife becomes an erva midiraisa, he'll be potem in a yibum. Narzal Megamliel argues in the Tanakam, and he holds that even though when the first brother died, there's a zika there, the zika does not make it that like the other brother is married to a midiraisa. Like it does not make it now that the brother's alive now is also to his wife. The Tanakhama holds that since Zika is derived from Blaz holds, that the Ketana now becomes Osatim, because now it's Achleis Zukukasai. The Gamliel holds no, Zika is not that strong, and therefore the brother that's alive now does not become Osat to his wife, to the Ketana. And if he wants to wait until she becomes a Gedoyla and makes Kedushin with them, then the other one will be an heir by Aisha Sach, Achleis Ishtai, and therefore she'll be Potim Naivim. Yabishua says, Oy loy al ishtoy vi oy loy al isha sochiv. Oy vay to both of them. In this situation, they're both stuck. And therefore, what you have to do is maitzi as ishtoy beget. You have to give your own wife the katana, give her a get. And vi isha sochiv b'chalitza. You have to party your brother's wife with chalitza. Thus, if Yeshua holds like Rebbe Lezer, that when the first one dies, there's Zika there, and therefore the brother, while it's alive now, becomes also to his wife. He's also to live with his wife, the katana, because she now is achos zukokasai. Just she doesn't know that we should melamda, we don't teach her to make yibum, because he always tell you to stay away from yibum. And therefore, the only answer is to give a get and to give chalitza. Mishnah Ches. Yemisha hayinosu lishtei yisoymois kitanis. Let's say a man had two wives, they were not relatives, but they were both yisoymois, they both were kitanis, they both were young girls, and they didn't have any father. So come to say that the Kedushin is only with Rabbanan. Either the mother or the brother married her off. It's only Kedushin with Rabbanan. Vomeis, and now the husband dies without children. And he has brothers alive. So lochur is, V'yosoy or chalitzos or shalachas mien, pateros teroset. The brother makes either chalitz or yibum with one of them, that frees the other wife. And since they're only both Mekudeshes with Rabbanan, so with Rabbanan they make yibum, with part is one, part is the other. V'chein, the same thing, shtei chershois. If he was married, that both wives also are chershes, means they were deaf and dumb, and therefore that halacha like a ketana, that the kedushin is not also only with the rabbanon, and therefore have the exact same halacha. What's going to be ketana v'chareshes? That Reuven is married to two wives. One of them is a ketana, one of them is a chareshes. He's deaf and dumb, so both of them are only chal with the rabbanon. But still, here there's a difference. Ein bias achas mi'an pateres tzarosa. If the brother comes and makes yibum on one of them, he does not pat the other one. Because a different status of Kedushin, even though both only with Rabbanin, but they're not the same status. It could be one's a stronger Kedushin than the other one. Therefore, one does not pat the other. Since a Ketan has a Milo, she become a Gedoyla, a Hereshes has a Milo, she's a Bas Bia right now, so we don't know which one is the Zika wife, and therefore, one does not pat the other. You have to make Chalitza with both of them. Or else, for sure, the second one has to have chalitza. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be pikachas v'chareshes? Reuben has two wives. One's a gedor, the normal one. That's a kedushin with the raisa. And the other one is a chareshes, the only kedushin with the rabbonin. So locher is bias ha-pikachas. When he dies now, if the brother is miyabim, his wife, the older one, the one that's kedushin with the raisa, the normal one, so that's a nikim mitzvah of yibum. And therefore, pateras has a chareshes. The other one that was only married with Rabbanim, Shita she's Pata. But the Ein Bias HaChareshes, if the brother alive now wants to make Yibum with the Chareshes, So that bia is not a bia midiraisa. It's only the rabbanik kinyan. And the other one, the pichis, is still zokud midiraisa. And therefore the bia of the chereshes does not pata v'yein bia of the chereshes pateras as the pikachas. Does not free the pikachas, she still needs chalitza. What's going to be gedoylo kitana? Let's say the Reuven has two wives. One's a gedoylo kedushin diraisa, and one's a kitana without a father, so only kedushin the rabbanim. So bias ha-gedoyle, if the brother now is miyabim, the older one, so pshita pateras as a katana. That's a din yibim with the araisa, and therefore since the katana for sure is only kedushin the rabbanin, avadi she's potter now. But the yain bias ha-katana pateras as a gedoyle. But if the brother would make yibim on the katana, since that's only kedushin the rabbanin, does not pater the other wife, because with the araisa, it's only the gedoyle that was married to your brother. And therefore you have to make chalitza now to the gedoyle. Mishnah Tes. Reuven had two wives, both of them were ketanis under 12, and Yisaimus, they had no father. So both of them were only married midirabonin. Vameis, and now Reuven dies without children. Now, bo yovam, let's say the brother comes, ala rishoina. The brother comes and is miyabim, either one of them. We had before, you miyabim one, you part of the other one. See, at first the brother came was miyabim one of them, and then v'choz bo alashniya. The same brother came and had bia at yibam with the second wife. Or else, it should be ochiv alashniyah, was not the same brother, but a different brother that's alive, came and had made bia at yibam with the second wife. So, lochir is lepos lesar esorishayna. Do not pass on the first wife, you're still allowed to live with the first wife. Because at the time when you miyabim the first one, since they're both only with the rabbanin, you mekayim the mitzvah with the rabbanin, and she's really your wife. That you have now be with the second one, that's when the shaloi kedin. And therefore the second one maybe need a get, but does not pass on the first one. V'chein, the same thing, shtei chershes. Let's say the first brother was married to two wives. Both of them had a din of a ein by das. The dushas on him with the rabbanon. They're both deaf and dumb. They have no das. So now, or else, ketan of a chershes. Let's say the first brother was married to two wives. One was a ketana, one was a chershes. So both of them, they're only kedushim with the rabbanon. And again, the father was not alive, so the ketana is only kedushin the rabbanon. What happened now was after the husband died, bo yovam al ketana, one brother is miyabim first the ketana, that's kedin, he has a right to. They're both only kedushin with the rabbanon, so whichever one he does, that he's mekayim the mitzvah. For chaza and then obo al chareshes, then he went and had yivim that bia with the chareshes. Or else, aisha bo ochiv al chareshes, the second brother that's alive now had now bia with the chareshes. So Lachar again is like post lasa katana. They do not pass on the first bia. The first one, when he was miyabimah, he did a kedin. So that's chal. And then what the second one, so he does later, does not pass on the first one. What's going to be though, bo yovam ala chareshes? Let's say first that yovam has bia now with the chareshes. The chozo then lady comes bo ala katana. Or else say shabo ochav ala katana. Or else another brother that's alive now. He's like miyabim the katana. Here the locher is poslas chareshes. Yes, here the katana passes the chareshes. Because there is a tzad to say that maybe the katana is a better kinyan than the chareshes, even though they're both only with the rabbanon, but maybe the katana is a bigger kinyan because she's safer to become gedolah, she's safer to be normal, so it could be her kinyan is a better kinyan. And therefore, when you make bia now with the katana, maybe that was the ikka wife. And therefore, it taka passes on the first one. Because it's possible to say again, the kinyan of the katana is a stronger kinyan. So for now that you miyab in the katana, that's the ikka one. And therefore the other one is like posel, because that was the mitzvah yibum, the other one was not, and therefore it's posel, you can't stay married to her. Mishnah Yud. What's going to be pikachas v'chareshes? Let's say Reuven was married, he had two wives, one was a normal healthy one, she was a gedola, a kushin diraisa. One was a chareshes, deaf and dumb, is only with the rabbanon. Now he died, and bo yovam, the brother came out of pikachas. He had yibum with the gedola, with the normal one. So that's a yibum diraisa. And then because of bo la chareshes, then he had be a second time with the chareshes, or else oisha boch, or else another brother came ala chareshes had be with the chareshes. So lochur is leiposlas a pikachas. They do not stop. They do not pass to the first one. Because at the time when he was miyabim to pikachas, that was the mitzvah midiraisa. Midiraisa, she was the only one married to your brother. And therefore, that yibum, that kedushin was chal. And what's the chal? It's not going to be possible. Now when the matter had bia with the chareshes, That's like a bias nus. And then echnami, it does not pass with the first one. In the Rambam's mashma, that you have to give her a ghetto. What's going to be bo yov malachareshes? Let's say the brother now alive. First he comes and has yibim with the chareshes. Again, his brother was married to Pekachas and the chareshes, and he has yibim first with the chareshes. Because and then second time of all, he comes and lives with the Pekachas. Or else, a Shabachavos, another brother comes and lives without the Pekachas, be with the Pekachas. Now the locher is poslas the chareshes. Maisa, now you pass with the first one. Because even though when you married her, that was chal. But lamaisa, now, when you had yibim with the Pekachas, that's the mitzvah midiraisa. So midiraisa, that's the only yibim. And therefore, pasul the first one, there's no mitzvah yibim on the first one. And therefore, the first one you have to give a get to. And the second one now, yeah, you have to give chalitza and a get. Because that's a din diraisa. So the mission is chalitza, and she also needs a get. Because midiraisa, the yibim was chal. And therefore, you have to give her a get because of the yibim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Gedoyla uketana. Let's say Reuben was married to two wives, a gedoyla and a ketana. One was the Raisa, one was the Rabbanan. Bo yov nala gedoyla. When he dies now, his brother came and says, even with the gedoyla, it's a mitzvah the Raisa. The chazan and then the boy, ketana, he has to be again with the second one, with the ketana. Like Shabbachov, else his brother comes that's alive now, ala ketana, and has yibim, has to be with the ketana. So Lacha was like, possible as a gedoyla, like commissioned before. Again, that like pasul as a gedola, you do not pass the gedola since the first yibum was the mitzvah of the eraisa, there was nothing wrong with it, so that's chal. And that they live with the ketana, that's not chal, that's like a bias nus. Most are going to call the Rambam, you have to give her a get. What's going to be yov manala ketana? That's how the brother that's alive now has yibum as bia with his brother's wife, the ketana, the one that's only with the rabbanin. And then because of bala gedola, then he has a second bia with the gedola, the one that's with the eraisa. So now he's kain hamidiraisa. Or else I shabba ochibala gdola. Or else another brother that's alive, he has bia with gdola. So in these cases, poslas a katana. Since the second bia is the equal one, therefore the first one is not a mitzvah yibim anymore, that's like a bia's nus. Therefore again, she has to give her a get. Reb Lezer says, malamdenes a katana shetimoin bai. The eitzer is, let's teach the katana she should make mian. And she'll make mian, it's like she was never married in the first place. And therefore, they could stay married to the Gedoyla. That was the Mitzvah Yibum. They'll be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. Because if you don't make Miyun, said the Maisa, since the Bia Pasul the Ketana, but who had been the Pasul, the Apostle to stay with the Gedoyla also. And therefore, they both need to get. So therefore, the better rates of Blazer holds that Malamdin, let's try and teach the Ketana, she should give Miyun. She likes to say goodbye to her husband. And he said it's like Botulam, a phrase, if they were never married. And therefore, there'll be only mitzvahs yibum with gedola, and then everything is kosher. Mishnah Yud Beis. Yavam Koton Shaba Yavam Ketana. Let's say again, a brother was married, and his wife was a ketana, so only Kedushin the Rabbanan. And now the brother dies, and he only has a young brother alive right now. He's a koton also. It could even be the ketana, maybe was even married mid Yeraisa, could be. Maybe the father was alive at that time. And now the husband dies. Now, the brother alive, he's a katan. Sam, he's 9 years old. He's royal Labia. And she is over three. She's also royal Labia. So, Lachar is Yigdalu Zem Zeh. We tell them, let them grow up. There's the had Bia right now. So, I said, there is some Mixas Kinyan here. Yibum, you don't have to have that. It works for Kor, because even the katan can make the Mixas Yibum. Then, Rashi Shitra is, it's even the Kinyan with Yiraisam. And therefore, the Mishnah knows Yigdalu Zem Zeh. Let them grow up. Now, he should not give her a get. Because anyway, you can't give her a get until it becomes a gadol. Because the get of a cotton is not called a get. And the chur of them, when it comes to gadol, you can make up his mind, either stay married to him, or else you can give her a get. What's going to be bo al yavam gadol? Let's say this cotton now, the brother that's a cotton, had bia with the yavam that's a gadol. So also same thing, tikat lenu. You have to wait now till the cotton becomes a gadol, because right now he can't give her a get. And he can't give a chalit sarida until it becomes a gadol. So you have to wait until it becomes a gadol. Hayivam shomra b'torach shleishim yoyim. Yivam says after 30 days passed by that her husband dies, and supposedly one of the brothers made yibim with her, and now she tells us that loy nivalti, that the yavam, the brother, never lived with her, did not have bia, and therefore she wants to have chalitza. Salacher is kaifa noisa shiachlitz lo. We force the brother now to give a chalitza that if you're not going to live with us, so she has the right to get married to somebody else then. Give a chalitza. There is Tosh Shleishim Yom, we believe him, that he didn't have beer with her yet, and therefore she has the right to say she wants chalitza, and chalitza would be enough. But let's say Liacher Shleishim Yom, after they were together for 30 days, then we said that the Chazok and Mistami did have beer with her, and now the Yovim says Maisi had beer with her, and he gave her a get, so he holds his potter, and she says, no, he never lived with me, and therefore I need chalitza. So now we don't really believe her, but only Mavakshin him and a shiachlitz. So we only ask him nicely, please do a favor and give a chalitza. And that's according to her taina that you did not have beer with her yet, so she still needs chalitza. The Yavim is saying, no, he had beer with her. He was kinda, and he already gave her get, leave me alone. So then Mavakshin, we only ask the Yavim to please give a chalitza. Let's say the Yavim admits that he did not have beer with her. Then I feel even if a year passed by already. Then we force the Yavim, listen, give a chalitza, let her remarry somebody else. You don't want to live with her, so let her leave somebody else marry her. So then we force the Yavim, he should give her chalitza. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hanoderes hanor mi Yavoma. If somebody makes an Isser hanor, an Isser, he can't have hanor from his Yavoma. In other words, when she was married to a husband, she made an Isser hanor not to have hanor from her husband's brother. And now, what happened was, when the husband dies, now there's a mitzvah's yibum, so she's also to have yibum. So in such a case, and she made this ned to b'chaya bala when the husband was still alive, so locher is kaifner shiachlitzlo. We tell the brother he has to give a chalitza. And we say that when her husband was alive, she never thought this would happen, so she didn't have kavona to ask herself, and therefore the locher is still deserves a ksuba. So now that she doesn't want to make yibum, we say that we forced the brother to make chalitza, and he's going to have to give a ksuba also. What's going to be liacha mitzvah baile after her husband dies? Now she makes an issa neder that she can't have a no from the brother, and now we know the kavonah is that she should not be able to have the mitzvah yibum. In such a case, as only mevakshin him and a shiachus lo, we only ask him to give her chalitza, but we can't force him. And therefore, the loch is, if he doesn't want to give a chalitza, he doesn't have to give a chalitza. But if he does decide to give a chalitza, then he's going to have to give a ksuba. But if she'll be meichel the ksuba, then the din is then kaif, and then we'll force him to give chalitza. Now, the yimnis, kavnul lekach, if we know for sure, even when the husband was alive, she had intentions of making this neder to ask for herself not to have the mitzvah yibum, then afilu b'chaya bal, even though she made this neder when her first husband was still alive, still, then mevakshin amen shachar. So we only ask him, please, nicely to give chalitza, but we can't force him to give chalitza because he doesn't want to have to pay a ksuba. But again, if she'll be meichel the ksuba, then we'll be kaif, and then we'll force him to give a ksuba. And now we're up to the perek arbasa. Yeah, mishnah aleph cheresh shenosa pikachas. There's a person at the cheresh. He can't hear. He can't talk. He has luck like a cotton. But he writes he can't get married, and he married a healthy, normal wife. The husband was normal and healthy, was a godlum, and he married a chareshah, she has no das. And therefore the kedushin is also only midirabbanim. So lochur is imroitzi yaitzi, if he wants to give a get, he can give a get. If he wants to stay married, he can stay married. And the klal is kishem shukernis bremizam, just like he can't talk. So how did he get married? He made signs, bremizam. His kachum makes remita, same thing when he gives a get, he makes signs as if to show he really wants to give a get. That's enough. But the rabbanon the dushin is chal, and when the rabbanon can give a get also. What's going to be pikeh shenasi pekachas? Both the choson and the color are both healthy, so the kedushin was chal midiraisa, and then v'nischorasho, and then she became a chareshes, she became deaf and dumb. So locharism rotsi yotzi, if he wants to give her a get, and give her a get. If he wants, he could stay married to her. As even though she is a chareshes, she doesn't have das. The ma'isa get works for korcha. You don't have to have das for kabbalas a get. Since he's a pekech, he can give a get. What's going to be nishtetis? Let's say she becomes a shaita. A shaita can't be mekabel a get. Then the locher is la yaitse. He can't give her a get. And some say it's the rabbanon de kalach, even though she's a matzah that she could watch herself, she could get the get. Midirais me the get would be good. But kofonim with the rabbanon, they don't want it to be hefkam. So rabbanon masak and the get is not chal. It's la yaitse. What's going to be Nischar Rishu? Again, the Gedushim was Chal Midirais, he was healthy, he was a Godel, and then he became a Cheresh, he became deaf and dumb. Or Nishtat, he became a Shaita. Now that he's a lav bar das, he can't give a get. To give the get, you have to have das, so he can't give a get to lomis forever. Amr Rab Yechonah ben Uri. Yechonah ben Uri says, Mipnei mal isha sheneshchor sheyotza. How can you tell me when isha becomes a chareshes, she can still receive the get? V'isha sheneshchor sheyotza maitzi. But if a man becomes a chareshes, he can't give a get. Like, what's the difference? Now, Rab Yechonah ben Uri holds, just like if a man becomes a chareshes, he can't give a get. Who are then if she becomes a chareshes? He holds also she cannot receive a get. That's Rab Yechonah ben Uri's halacha. But the Gemara says back, Omrullah, they say back to Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, and in them there's a big difference. For Ish HaMegarish Leisha, Leisha Meskeresh, there's a big difference with the man giving the get and the Isha receiving the get. She Isha Yaitz L'Ritzoyna V'Shdol L'Ritzoyna. An Isha doesn't have Dav Das, even by Korcha, by force, you can give her a get. And therefore this Keresh, even though she doesn't have Das, still she can accomplish a get. Ma'ashenken V'Ish Ein Meitzel L'Ritzoyna. A man has to have Das, he has to give the get. And therefore, if he's a cheresh, he doesn't have das, therefore the get is not chal. Mishneh Beis, Heyed Rabbi Yechonah ben Gudgoda. He also said, Eidus like the Chachamim, that al chereshes, in a case where the lady was a cheresh, deaf and dumb, she has siyavi, even though her father married her off midiraisa, she has a father, the father has das, his das helps. Still, she yaitz a beget. Now she can go out with a get. Why? Because, like we said before, Isha does not have to have das in the kabbal of the get, it works by korcham. See, even a chareshes can mekabel their own get midiraisa. Amruloi af zuki yaitzibo. Minulat the Chachamim is bringing a raya from Rabbi Yechonah ben Gudgoda also to go against Targu against Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Chershim, they're both the Chersh, deaf and dumb. Nesuyim lishtei achoyes Chersh. They got married to two sisters, also they were chareshes. So a kid said, the Kedushin is on Ichal midirabanan over here. Since a cheresh doesn't have das, midiraisa, it can't be mekadesh only midirabanan. Or else, or lishteach, as even they got married to two sisters, pichus, they're both normal. But still, since the chosin was a cheresh, the kedushin is only chal midirabanan. Or lishteach, or else these two brothers, cheroshim, got married to two sisters. Achas, one of them was a chereshes, v'yachas was pichus, a normal one. In all these cases, again, the kedushin is only chal midirabanan. Now, another set of cases is, or ishtei achoyes cheresheshes. Whereas two sisters, they were both deaf and dumb. Nesuyas, they got married, Lishnei Achim Pichim, got married to two husbands that were Pichim, that were healthy. But again, the Kedushin is on the Chamad Rabbanan, since she's a Chereshes. Or Lishnei Achim, they also got married to two brothers that were Chereshim, also on the Rabbanan. Or Lishnei Achim Echad Cheresh Reshet Pekech, same thing, both on the Rabbanan, since the wives are Chereshes. And they don't have a father here. Or else they're older, they're over an hour already. Is there that like the over Bagaris already? Is all these cases in Sekdushna Zonicham with the Rabbanin, Hari Elu, Peturis, Menachalitim, and Ayibim? The Maestro, there's no mitzvahs Yibim over here, because since they're two sisters, and about they're both only married with the Rabbanin, so if one is Mace, the other one is an Erbet to you. She's Achais Ishtai, and therefore there's no mitzvahs Yibim. Vimhoyo Nochrios, let's say the two wives were not sisters, but they were strangers, not related. Then Alocha is Yichnaisu. They wanted to make Yibim, even though the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim also is the Mitzvah Yibim. And then afterwards, if he wants to be Maitzi, he can give her a get. After he made Yibim, he can give her a get. Since the Kedushin in the beginning, the brother Zika is only with the Rabbanim, and therefore now when they make Biyim, the Rabbanim is kind of, so all you have to do is just give a get. You don't need Chalitza anymore. The Mishnah Dalet. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad cheresh ve'echad bekeich. One was a cheresh, one was a bekeich. Yer Mishneh Dalet. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad cheresh ve'echad bekeich. One was healthy, a bekeich. One is a cheresh, can't hear, can't talk. Nesuyim, they got married, l'shtei achoyes pichas. They got married to two sisters. They were both healthy. So one of them is married midiraisa, the bekeich. And the one that's a cheresh, only married midirabanan. Now it's like this, Meis Cheresh. Let's say the brother that's a Cheresh, that can't hear, that can't talk, it's only with the Rabbanis Kedushin, he was Meis. Again, Meis Cheresh, Bala Pikachas, the one that was a Cheresh, even though he's married to a healthy lady, but his Kedushin was only with the Rabban, he was Meis. So what should the other brother do now? Ma Yasa Pikach, Bala Pikachas, what should the brother that's healthy, that got married to the other sister that's also healthy, his Kedushin is the Raisa? So Midiraisa now, he's also to the brother's wife, because it's achleis is never with him, it's achleis ishtoi. It's treat the zok the mishnah takes him mishum achleis isha. The brother that's alive and does not have any mitzvahs yibum, since he's married, maybe writes it to the sister. So the other sister now is an heir with him. So pshit, there's no mitzvahs yibum. What's going to be though the opposite way? Let's say meis pikeach. Let's say the husband that was a pikeach, bala pichas, the one that's married midiras, he was meis. And now the brother that's alive now is only married to his wife midirabonin. Midiras is not married to her, so midiras really has a mitzvahs yibum now. Is mayasa cheresh bala pichas? What should the brother that's alive right now? He's a cheresh. What should he do? Is Maitzi Ishta beget? Yetzer is he has to give his own wife a get. V'yeshisachiv asura li'olam. He has to give his own wife a get because his brother that was married midiraisa makes a zika, and therefore right now the sister is zokit him, and therefore he's also to be with his own wife. Therefore he has to give his own wife a get. But v'yeshisachiv asura li'olam is zokit him. Now yeshisachiv means the yavama. She's asura li'olam because the ma'isa she is the yavama right now. There is a brother alive. But the brother is a cheresh. A cheresh can't give chalitza. And therefore she remains also lelum. She can't remarry. And he can't make yibum with her. Because with the rabbonon he has an issa achreis ishtoi. So therefore this eishes ochiv now remains also lelum. Mishnehei. Shnei achem pichem. Let's say two brothers that were healthy. Nesuyin l'shtei achos got married to two sisters. Achas chereshes, one is a cheresh. They can't talk, can't hear. It's only with the rabbonon. V'yachas pichas, one is healthy. So again, these two brothers now, one is married midiraisa, so one is only married midirabbanan. Now, meis piker bala chereshes. Let's say the one that got married to the chereshes. Sis Kdush was only midirabbanan, he was meis. Is ma yase piker bala tekachas. What should the brother alive right now do that he's married to the sister midiraisa? So, pshita teitze mishum achos isha. The yavama now is potter, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because the maisa, she's an issa erva. On the brother that's alive right now, he's married midiraisa to a sister, therefore she's achreis ishtoi, so pshita is the potter min ayibam. Meis, what's going to be the opposite? Let's say meis pikeach bala pichas. Let's say the brother that was married midiraisa, he is meis. Is ma yasa pikeach bala chereshes? What should the brother alive do now that he's only married midirabonin to the sister? So meis is ishtoi beget, the best way is let him give his own wife right now a get. And therefore, be a seisha socha b'chalitza, and give chalitza to his brother's wife. As midiraisi gives a chalitza, she becomes muta to marry anybody else. Mashenkin to be miyab matzos midrabbanin, because midrabbanin she's achos ishtoi midivrei seifer. Mishnevav, what's going to be shnei achim? Echod cheresh v'yechad pikeach. One was again can't speak, can't hear, has din of a kotna im bodas. One brother was healthy, was a godlum. Soon they got married, the shtechoys of two sisters. Achas charechas, viachas pikachas. Same thing. One was deaf and dumb, one was healthy. Now, meis cheresh bala chereshes. Let's say the brother that was a deaf and dumb married also the sister the same way. The kedushin was only chamad rabbanan. And now the husband of the cheresh dies. So, ma yas v'kech, what should the brother do that's alive right now, that's married to Bala Pichas, he's married to the one midiraisa, she's married to the sister midiraisa? So, lochas pshita now, teitze mishum achosich, there's no mitzvah yibum. That since he's married midiraisa to his wife, so his sister, her sister, is also to midiraisa. So, his brother was married to a sister, and therefore there's a ptur yibum that she's an erva. What's going to be the opposite way around? Let's say, meis pikeach, Bala Pichas. Let's say the brother that was healthy married the healthy wife. They were married midiraisa, and now that husband dies. Ma yasa cheresh bala chereshes. What should the brother that's alive do right now? Again, he has a loch like a cotton, and his wife has loch. He's only in kodesh with the rabbonim. So loch is maitzi ish to beget. He has to not give his wife a get because the maisa midiraisa is a zika now. After his brother was married midiraisa, when his brother was meis. So his wife is like Zokut to you, midiraisa. So you're a little bit attached now to your brother's wife, which is now this girl's sister. And since you have a kinyan with the wife, with your brother's wife, therefore she becomes also to you right now. Because she's a gather of Achoysi Kukosai. And therefore she's also to you, so you have to give her get. And Vyesha Sokha Vasur Li'erlam. But your brother's wife, she remains also Li'erlam. But she can't give a Chalitza. Because Chalitza is not Chal with a Cherish. and they can't make Yibam either, because with Rabbanan she's called Achos Ishtoi, so therefore she remains also Liyolam. Mishnah Zayin, what's going to be Shnei Achim, two brothers? Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekeach. One was healthy and one was a Cheresh. One cannot hear and cannot talk, as like a cotton. Nisuyin, they got married L'Shtei Nochris, the two different wives, but they weren't related. Pichis, and both wives were healthy. So again, one brother was married Midiraisa, one brother was only married Midirabon. Meis Cheresh Bala Pichis. The brother that's a Cheresh, he was Meis, his Kedusha was only Chal Midirabonim. Is Ma Yase Pekech Bala Pichis. What should your other brother do now? Even though the Meisi is married Midiraisa, but again, his wife is not related to the other wife. So there's a mitzvah Yibum Midirabonim. So Lachar is Oichalitza Miyabim. Either give a chalitza, or else she could be miyabma. She's mutter to you, and therefore, midrabbanan, there's a mitzvah yibum. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, meis pikeich balafichis, the one that's married me, the rice, he's meis. Is ma yasa, what should the brother do that's alive now? He's a cherish balafichis. He has a din of a cherish, even though now there's a zika midiraisa. His wife falls to midiraisa, but he's a cherish. So what's an alacham? Kainis, he should make yibum. Yibum he could make, even though he's a cherish. The ma'aser to make give, you don't have to have das. But the ain't myself, once he gets married to her, he can never give her a get because it's not a bar das to give a get. Usually, when the kedushin is only with the rabbanin, then he can give a get that's only with the rabbanin. But here, where the yibum is a din diraisa, a bialach of ain't myself leilim, he can't give her a get leilim. Mishneches shnei achim pichin, two healthy brothers, nesuyin l'shtei nochas, got married to two different wives, not related. Achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. One wife is healthy, is chal mid kedusha midiraisa, and one is a chareshes, the kedusha is only chal midirabonin. Meis pikech bala chareshes. Let's say the brother that's meis that was only married to midirabonin, because she's a chareshes, she doesn't have das. Is ma yasa? What should the other brother that's alive pikech bala pichis? Is kindness he can make yibum midirabonin? There's a mitzvah yibum he wants so he can marry you. The Imrata Loitzi, after that, he can give her a get, Yaitzi. Since he's a Bardas, he can give a get. Ma, Mace, what about the opposite way? Mace, Pikeach, Balafichis. The brother that's married Midiraisa, they're both healthy, him and his wife. He was Mace. Is Mayas, Pikeach, Balachareshis. What should the other brother do now that's alive? He's a Pikeach, just his wife is a Hareshis. Is Oichel, it's a Miabim. Since he's a Bardas, he has a Mitzvah Yibim now. Either we can do Yibam, or else he can give Chalitza. He's a Bardas, he could also give Chalitza. Yeah, Mishnah Tess. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad Cheresh v'Echad Pekeach. One is healthy and one is deaf and dumb. Nesuyin got married L'Shtei Nochris, two different wives, not related. Achas Chareshas v'Echad Pekeach, same thing. One is healthy and one is not. Meis Cheresh Bala Chareshas. The brother that's a Cheresh, that was married to Chareshas, their Kedushin was only with the Rabbanin. He was mace. Is ma yasa? What should the other brother do that's alive now? The pekech, the healthy one, bala pekachat that's married midiraisam. Is kindness if he wants to, he can make yibum midirabon. Is a mrs. yibum. V'yamrotzaloitzi. Once he marries her, he can give her a get. He can give him oitzi. Since the kedushin is chal, since the yibum is chal, so meila now he can just give her a get if he wants to. What's going to be mace pekech bala pekachas? The one that was married midiraisa, the normal with the healthy one, he is mace. Is Maziasa Cheres Balachareshes? What should the brother Slav not the Cheres? What should he do? Is kindness if he wants to, he can make Yibum. He's allowed to make Yibum because there's a Zika Midiraisa and the Yibum doesn't need Das. He can make Yibum Midiraisa. But if he ain't the Moitzad Erlam, once he marries, he's married to Midiraisa, so he cannot give her a get now because Midiraisa he can't give a get. He's not a Bar Das. His Kedushin was Chal Midiraisa because he made Yibum. So therefore, in such a case, if it doesn't make Yibum, he'll be also to get me, he can't be Maitziha Li'aylam. We're up to Perek Chamishasa. Mishnalef. Ha'isha Shaholcha Hiya Bailo Lemdina Sayam. A married couple left town and went a far away distance, the other side of the ocean. Shalom Beiner Leveno, when they left, they had peace between both of them. And Bishalom Bailam, there's no war going on in the world. There was peace in the world. Uvosa, then later next year, whatever it is, she comes back for Yom, and she tells Bezdin, Meis Bailey, my husband died on the other side when we went away, and therefore I want to have a heter to get married now. Salachar is Tinase. Bezdin is Mata, gives her right to get married. Bezdin believes her. Who are then if she says, Meis Baili, my husband died and I have no children, and therefore Tisiabim, I want a heta, that my husband's brothers should make Yibum. Salachar is Tisiabim, Bezdin believes her. Azeb Chazokam, then Isha's Daika Mitzvah. Mishem Miguna, Kilabar Abon, the Bonim believed the Isha that she's, that the husband was Meis. What's going to be Sholom Beinor Leveino? Let's say true, when they left the couple, there was peace, there was Sholom Bayis between them. But Umacham Abaylam, there was a war going on then. Or else Ketota Beinor Leveino. Let's say the opposite way, they were having fights. There wasn't Sholom Bayis. The couple was having fights between themselves. And even though it was Sholom Baylam, but there was peace in the world, there was no war going on. And now Uvasa, she comes back, Yomar, she tells us, Meis Baili, my husband died. She wants to have a heta to remarry. Now the Lachar is in the menace. We don't believe her. Because we're afraid maybe what happened was in the war he got hurt and they didn't come back. And she thinks he's died. And really we don't know for sure he died. And the same thing, if they went away having fights, we're afraid now that all she wants to do is like to ask herself on a husband. And therefore we don't believe her that her husband really died, to give her heta to live with somebody else, to get married to somebody else. Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'olam ain't in a menace. No, we never believe her to say that Meis Baili. We don't believe her by herself. Elim came only, Bosa, she comes back, Boicha, crying, over Godel Kruim, and her clothing are ripped. In other words, like she was Navela over her husband. Then we believe her. Is Omrullah, the Chum said back to Yehuda, Achazu v'achazu tinose, no, we don't have to have the crying, we don't have to have the clothing ripped. Still we believe her, when she says Meis Baila. Mishnah Beis, Beis Hillel, Imran Beis Hillel says, Loi Shamanu, we only heard that when we believe the Isha to say her husband died, Ela Babo Min Aksir, only if we know the husband went to like the Aksir to cut down things in the field, cut down the wheat in the field. And she says that while he was cutting down, a snake bit him and he died. Uvaisa Medina has to be there in the same town now. There's Beis and go and check it out. It once happened a case like that, that people, 10 people went to cut down the Ktsir Chitim, and a snake bit them. And what happened was, the Isha came back and told Beis Din that the husband was Meis. However, Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, it's not true what you're saying, but rather, Achas Habom and Aksir, doesn't make a difference if the men went to cut down wheat, or else V'achar Habom and Azais, and we went down to cut down olives, the Achas Abom and Abotzer, he went down to cut down grapes. The Echer Abom and Din Lamdin, even if he's coming from a faraway place, on the other side of the Yam, it doesn't have to be a close by place. Even though Beis Din can't check it out, still we believe the Isha, like we had in the Mishnah before. And Beishami says, true was a case like that, but that was just a Shechiyah Hoiva happens that they went to cut down the wheat and the snake killed them. But that's not the only time she's Neman. She's Neman any time to say Meis Baila. And like the first Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Chazru Beis Hillel Hervus Ke Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was Chazru, also emits not to Beis Shammai. It doesn't have to be Dafka B'yoysa Medina. I give him Medina Sayom, still in Isha's Nema to say Meis Baila, and we give her Heta to remarry. Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai says, Tinosei Vesito Ksubosa. As once Beis Din believes her that her husband was Meis, that she has a right to remarry, who adint Hilchas Mamnis also, she has a right to collect the ksuba from the Yarshim. Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, Tinose true, she has a right to remarry, and that we believe her, that's Yisurim, but Veletito ksubosa, we're not making it that she could collect the ksuba, the Mamnis, we don't believe her until she has Edim, that's Meis Baila. Omelahem Beis Shamash, Beis Shamash says back to Beis Hillel, he tarred them ever chamura, like if we believe her that her husband died, that we let her remarry, which is otherwise an issa ishas ish, an issa chamura chayve misa, and we trust her, le tatira as a moment akal, shouldn't we also believe her that she has a right to collect the ksuba, a moment is not an issa chayve misas. Amalem Beisila, Beisila says back, matzina, we find the case, shein achim nechnosa manach lapia, that the brothers have no right to go down to Yerusha because of her. Now, Beis Hillel holds that we taka do not believe on the Geir to Nachman, the Geir to Yerusha, the Geir to Dina Mamnis. It's only a special kula that we believe her Bishamiguna killa barabon, the bun will make all, not to let her remarry. So Samach and Arazaka, she's daika minsuba, but the special kula for Isurim for the guna and not Vidini Mamis. Oma lehem Beisham Beisham says back, for le misefa ksuba nilmat. Shouldn't we learn this out from what it says in the ksuba, for the nusach of the ksuba? That shukais of law, the Baal wrote in the ksuba, shim tinos liyacha, once she has a right to get married to somebody else, titli mashakosam lechit, she has a right to collect the ksuba. So chur, you see in the ksuba, it's totally zebezeh, once she has a right to remarry, she has a right to collect the ksuba. And therefore, v'chazru beis titl heros kdiv v'shamai, v'sula v'schayz retracted, and also agrees to v'shamai, that we believe her, meis baila, not only for dini yisurim, but who are din for dini mamnis also, she has a right to collect her ksuba. Now, Mishneh Dalet, hakol nemonim liida, who are din any eidah who is nemar to say meis baila, and who are din an isha's nemar to say that we saw that your husband was meis, the rabbanim believed in eidah with him, again, mishum iguna, with chazok isha daika mitzvah. Chutz excluding these five ladies, they're not nemar. Mecha moisa, the mother-in-law, her husband's mother, she's not Neman because she sometimes hates her daughter-in-law. She wants to get her into tzaris. So therefore, we do not believe the mother-in-law that the husband died. Well, Bascha Maisai, the daughter or the mother-in-law, nor is the husband's sister, also is not Neman. Vitzarosa, let's say that the husband had two wives, so the second wife is not Neman to say, tell the other wife, I saw her husband died. Because she's jealous of the other wife, she wants to get him into tzaras and the problems, that she become also to live with him. V'yevimta hu adin, your brother's wife, that's a moment, not at the yib right now, but it would have been a mitzvah yibum, that your brother's wife also is angry, is jealous, doesn't want you to be married to her husband. So she'll also lie. Well, baz bai, let's say your husband has a daughter from a different wife, also she does not like the new mother, the new wife, and therefore she'll lie, and get her into problems. Now, ma ben get lemisa, how come by get we do believe these noshim, and how come here by misa we do not believe them? Shaksav machiach, because by get, if they come and say, give a get, and say that your husband wrote you a get, there we believe them, because there the get is the proof. But the Mishnah says in Gittin, these noshim are never to say, for an echtam, because over there the get is machiach, therefore we trust them. Hashem can hear there's no get, we do not trust them. Now, what's going to be aid Eimer Mace? One aid came to Bezdin and said, we saw the husband died. So, Benissa is Bezdin gives her to remarry, and she remarried. And then, a Boachavim, another Redech came and said, Loi Mace, the husband did not die. Is there your Mishnayis, Mesechti Vomis, we're at the end of Perek Yud Beis, the end of the last Mishnah. Again, when they're doing exactly what is the mitzvah chalitza, that Peshasta Kriya, that they used to read these psukim to them, both the Yovim and the Yvama had to say psukim. We ended up saying that Ad Kan Hoyimakin, up until these were the psukim that the Bezdin used to make them read. Now the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah was, Ukeshekri Rabbi Hurkin is Tacha Salem, this place, the Kfar Etum. What he did was, Vagomez Kola Parsha, he read and finished off reading the whole rest of the parsha was says there in the psukim. He didn't possibly have a nikrish might be Israel. And therefore, after that, huchsukuliyas garmen kol parsha, the minig used to be the makabel this minig, that all the times afterwards, every chalitza, they would finish off saying, reading the whole psukim. And the psukim was, v'nikrish might be Israel, beis chalutz hanol. Now they end up and say this also, that now his name is called beis chalutz hanol. So the Mishnah says, mitzvah bedayonim v'lo mitzvah betamidim. It's only the Dayonim used to say these psukim be makrit, and not the minim, not the people sitting around it. They did not have to say this pasuk of Nikrish Shema Bisrael Beis Chalutz Hanol. Reb Yudam Yudi says no. This last pasuk is mitzvah kol loimdim shom loima. Anybody who was standing there watching the chalitza, there's a mitzvah for them to say Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol. They have to say it three times. And the Loch attack is like Reb Yehuda. Anybody there should say Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol. Three times. Now we're up to Perek Yud Gimel. This talks about this Perek of Amitzah, the Indian of Miyun, that's a Ketana, a girl under 12 years old without two sires. Midiraisa, her father's allowed to marry her off. But if her father was Mace, then midiraisa she can't get married, it's only midirabbanan. So talking about kedusha ketana, let's say her brother or mother married her off. There's another case also, kedusha ketana midirabbanan. Let's say the father married her off and she had nisuyin, and then she got a get, or else the first husband died. So it's also, since she had nisuyin, she's yotzei, she went out of the father's rishus, and now the father can't marry her anymore midiraisa. Father marries her off, now it's only midirabbanan. So in the case where the ketana is married midirabbanan, there's a loch of niyin. When she wants absolve the kedushin, she doesn't have to receive a get, but she can just make me and say she doesn't want him anymore, and that